State Senator Art Linares. He represents Chester, Clinton, Colchester, Deep River, East Haddam, East Hampton. It looks like he half the state.
Half the state. It's amazing. Essex, Haddam, Lyme, Old Saybrook, Portland, Westbrook.
And he's a Republican representative, 33rd senatorial district. And the good news is, Dan, there are state lawmakers who have already seen the value in apprenticeship that have begun moving to reform regulations, underlined, that prevent expansion.
And a bill that he introduced passed the legislature and is now on Governor Malloy's desk. Senator Linares, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
This is so great. Senator, just tell us about the legislation and how it could have a favorable impact.
Absolutely. So ultimately, this legislation is aimed at creating apprenticeship opportunities for people of all ages. But one of the things that this will allow for is for young people who are looking to earn while they learn, to get a skill and a trade, to go into an apprenticeship, and also for people who may have lost their job to get some work-based learning. So we passed one bill through the legislature, which will reduce regulations on how many apprentices someone or in a business can have at their business. Oftentimes, businesses will reach out to the Department of Labor for what they call apprenticeship ratio relief. What we're trying to do is allow more businesses to have more apprenticeship and more work-based learning. The other thing that we've accomplished is we've worked with the Department of Labor to allow for to create pilot programs so that students in high school can go to an advanced manufacturing company shop floor and learn how to work with their hands, learn advanced manufacturing, and gain that skill. So when they graduate high school, they get hours credited to an official apprenticeship. This is really, really important stuff. Because in Connecticut, there's going to be 40,000 jobs available.
Can you imagine? 40,000. That's at the Electric Boat, right?
Electric Boat, Sikorsky, and Pratt & Whitney, not to mention all of the aerospace companies that make supplies for them. Every one of them is telling me that they're struggling to fill the workforce pipeline that they have in demand, because people don't have adequate skills. 90% of college professors and high school teachers believe that students are trained for the workforce, and 11% of business owners agree with them.
So, oh my goodness, that sounds a vast gap. I mean, you're saying 90% in education believe that the students are prepared for the workforce, and yet just 11% and business believe that.
You know something, Senator? That doesn't surprise me. I have talked to some people that say exactly the same thing, and how many jobs there are open, and here you are who have doing something so that these jobs can be filled.
Absolutely. And the way we do it's very simple. It's a win-win for everyone. Students can take two days off, or take some time to leave school and go to the manufacturing facility during the week, during the day, and get work-based learning, get hands-on learning, which there's no replacement for. And it also helps them become a professional. They learn what it's like to go to work. They learn what it's like to earn a small stipend. And it trains them for their job so that they can go out and say, I can go to school I can go to a university while I'm learning a skill set. The other thing that we passed, which was a huge, huge reform in Connecticut, was creating more opportunity for public-private partnerships with universities. We've heard many reasons
Senator,
why.
Senator, if you could just hold. We're coming up on quick sports and traffic breaks. So hang in there, and we'll get back with Senator Art Linares to talk about this. And this is such a fascinating story in an effort to fill these 40,000 job vacancies and develop skill sets.
And we have a very, very special guest this morning. And I'll tell you, Dan, Senator Linares, he is one of those senators that has the ideas and comes up with things that is going to make America better.
And he's in our Touchpoints Rehab chair. We're talking, interview chair. We're talking about the apprenticeship bill that was passed, his bill passed in the legislature. And Senator Linares, you were also talking about this partnership between the public and private sector universities. So let's pick up there.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for having me on this morning.
You're
again.
Welcome.
So if you remember when the conversation that Jeff Immelt had with reporters about why General Electric left, there was many reasons. But one of them was that it was much easier in Massachusetts because of the way they regulate higher education. It's much easier in Massachusetts for businesses to create public-private partnerships with the universities. And so we passed a bill this session. It was a very important bill that makes it much easier for universities to team up with companies to create a workforce development pipeline. This is a big deal because businesses were struggling to create these kinds of partnerships. Now at our community colleges, at Central Connecticut, at UConn, we can really build great relationships with some of the wonderful businesses we have in Connecticut. So that's a big win, and that will help us with apprenticeships, because apprenticeships are not just for advanced manufacturing. They can be for any job, insurance, they can be finance, they can be in technology, they can be in cybersecurity. And so this is a great way to keep young people in this state as well, which is really important.
Senator, how long have you been a senator?
This is my fifth year.
A fifth term?
My third term. We'll be completing my fifth year as a state senator.
Where does the time go?
You know, I'll tell you something, though, I get around quite a bit here in the state, and people talk about you for higher office. I've heard it from several people. I mean, I didn't ask them, but we were talking about, you know, the future and things like this. Are you thinking about something like this?
Right now, that's very nice. It's humbling to hear that. I have a business that I'm managing right now. I have a wonderful district that is a big district, as you said, it's like half the state. And so I'm focused on that, and it takes a lot of focus to do those things right. And so that's what I'm focused on. However, I do know that I encourage young people, and I encourage some of our great leaders in the Republican Party to run for office, because we need to, you know, we really need to step up. We need to rise up and make sure that our message and platform.
I remember when I interviewed you, I was telling Dan this earlier, some time ago, and you you have quite a friend down there in Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. A big supporter of Senator Marco Rubio, worked for him in his D.C. office some time ago, and I think that he's doing a great job.
Senator, I want to get back, speaking of higher office, to this bill on apprenticeship. It's now on the governor's desk. Is there any indication that the governor will sign it?
I'm hoping he will. I think that it's a bipartisan bill. I believe it went through almost unanimously through the legislature. So there's no reason why he shouldn't, unless he's playing politics. But we really got to get this done. And it's a small step to accomplishing a huge goal, which is to be the main target for apprenticeships in this country. Right now, if he doesn't sign it, we're going to keep sliding behind other states like Colorado, who's designed a program for 20,000 apprenticeships.
Wow.
And, and has raised private money up to $10 million from Bloomberg and JP Morgan Chase to help facilitate that. So we gotta stand up, get this bill signed, and then we need to have and then the next governor has to do an executive order for 40,000 apprenticeships for all the jobs that we need to fill. And so that's what I'll be fighting for. I think we can get it done.
You know, I think one of the things that you mentioned here, which was really, it was shocking, I know to Dan, it was shocking to me too, is this whole thing that some of our teachers think that 80-90% of the young people are ready to go into these jobs, and then you go to the companies, and it's like 11%. I mean, give me a break.
That's astounding. It really is.
It's a huge disconnect, and it needs to be solved by getting private industry engaged in, and we do that through apprenticeship. It's very simple, and we have to be creative. This way we can do it.
Now, this is interesting. I didn't realize there were these restrictions on apprenticeships. Why is that?
The restrictions on apprenticeships are for many different reasons, some political, some to try and make sure that the quality of the work-based learning is maintained. Nowadays, with technology the way it is, with workforce development training improved, we can expand the amount of apprenticeships that we need to have on a site. I hear from business owners all the time that they apply for apprenticeship relief from the Department of Labor, and most of the time it's to help get a veteran a job or help get a high school kid who's looking for extra work a job. And so those are outdated laws that need to change. And so by doing this, we're going to expand the amount of apprenticeships. And there's another really important reason why. There's $100 million of federal money that's going to flow to the path of least resistance, where the apprenticeships, where it's easier to facilitate apprenticeship growth. And it also, that needs to happen, and it will, and if we take advantage of that opportunity, it will lead to more. And here's why. Because foreign investment, they are seeing what's happening with America, with Buy America, Build America, Make American Products. And so foreign investors are looking to invest their capital in American manufacturing, but they want to do it in areas where there's apprenticeships because they know how successful it's been in their countries. And so I've been to Switzerland twice to study apprenticeships, and they're looking for investments, and they want to invest in states like Colorado that have these programs. Well, we need to beat them to the punch, and we need to welcome that investment and that job growth with open arms and facilitate the job growth we already have.
Boy, it's Dan, this is tremendous for Connecticut.
Absolutely.
Tremendous.
It is. Yep. Well, Senator, keep us posted on what's going on. This is a great bill, certainly, and it was passed, like you said, in both houses by overwhelming margins. So we hope that the governor will sign it as the first step towards a hearty apprenticeship program here in the state of Connecticut.
And
I agree. Thanks for having me on this morning.
No, anytime. You do a great job. You've done a great job in the Senate, and you've got quite a future. With these kinds of ideas, this is what we need in the state.
All right, thank you.
All right, Senator, you take care.